Kia ora, and good morning, Church Whānau. Thank you so much, Clem, and the worship team for leading us so well in worship and songs. We don't want to stop singing, eh? Such a great time. It's such a joy to be able just to be in the presence of God, worshiping Him in songs. Daniel and Pramita are leading us in prayer as we worship God in prayer, as we hear what God is doing in His Word through Gideon's. And we are now coming to worship God in His Word. And we'll continue worship from Monday to Sunday. Amen. It's not going to stop at the end of the service. We continue to worship God. We're here this morning to continue, as we come around God's Word, to continue our journey in the book of Ephesians. In a book, the love letter from God, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. If you have your Bible with you, would you turn with me to Ephesians, to my young people, they are in the New Testament. Chapter 1. One of the epistles from verses 3 to 8. Who am I? Who am I? Ko yunisi amatakiloa toku ingoa. Ko hoku hingoa, ko Eunice amatakiloa katoa. My name is Eunice amatakiloa katoa. Ko toipulohtu katoa toku papa. My father is toipulohtu katoa. Ko Saini Leva katoa toku mama. My mother is Saini Leva katoa. Youngest daughter of toipulohtu and Saini Leva. No tonga ahau, ko tonga au. I am Tongan. Nō reira, my church whānau. Ko Fairfield Baptist Church, te whare karakia, matua tame. You are my church whānau, and Siasi Wesleyana tau atai nā tonga in Te Rapa, and my Tongan church family. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. When I received Christ, who am I? I am saved by grace. I am a child of God. I am forgiven and redeemed, and I belong to God through Christ. Such a blessing. This book is amazing. But I'm just going to sidetrack for a little bit just to give you a little youth update. Just a short one. Just bear with me. I love sharing what God is doing in our young people. God is working. God is moving. And thank you for your prayers. Psalm 34, 1 and 3, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. That's my heart of praise for what God is doing in the life of our young people. Our theme for this term, young people, is?
All in.
All in. Louder. Our theme for this term is? Is all in for Jesus, and we are studying the book of Acts. On Friday night, Manny, Pramita, and Aiden, the Sami family, hosted us on Friday night, their beautiful home, yummy kai, joyful fellowship. It was like a house church in the book of Acts. 19 of us turn up for dinner. In 2021, the Sami's family hosted us for dinner, and it was about 10-ish of us. So Pramita messaged me, what's the number? And I said, approximately 20. She was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, God is moving. God is working.
Amen.
And God is doing something new in our young people. Thank you for your prayers. Ruby shared the message on Acts 13 and 14 on Paul's first missionary journey. And in Acts 13, 44, the following week, almost the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of the Lord. And I said to the young people, can you imagine the entire city of Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, turn out to hear the preaching of God's word? We believe that if God could do it 2,000 years ago, he can do it again. Do you believe that? Can you imagine the whole city of Kirikiriroa turn out to hear the preaching of God's word? And that's our prayer and that's our heart. God, do it again. And we ask our young people on Friday these questions. Are you a fan or a follower of Jesus? A fan is just someone that admires Jesus. But a follower is someone that is willing to obey. And we want to ask the church, are we a fan or a follower of Jesus? Are we willing to be all in, as Ruby encouraged us on Friday night? Are we willing to be all in no matter what? Are we willing to be spiritually led? Ross, we have young preachers in the making in the youth ministry. Soon I will lose my job. and God is so good, but God is doing something. Disciples, making disciples in the life of our young people. Paul was unstoppable. Paul was all in for Jesus no matter what. That's what our young people are studying this term. So we turn our focus this morning as we continue our journey, and I want to encourage you, continue to pray for our young people. Thank you for your prayers. In the book of Ephesians, with our theme of what we believe and how we live, Pastor Ross opened our series last week, and he encourages us that this letter of Ephesians overflow with riches we have in Jesus, the bank of the believer. Love that. Ephesians 1 is one of my favorites in the Bible. I always say every book is my favorite because it overflows with scriptures regarding of who we are and what we have in Christ. This morning, we're going to look at our spiritual blessings that we have because we belong to Christ. But let me give you a challenge. Our preaching team love to challenge our church. Challenge is reading Ephesians in one sitting. Only 6 chapters, 155 verses. It will take roughly 20 minutes. It took me 17 minutes to read the whole book. Read it out loud in your language. One sitting. That's our challenge. It's up to you if you want to accept the challenge. Because our young people, you know how I love challenge, is doing a 28-day Bible challenge in the month of August. And today is day 10 of our challenge, reading one chapter of Acts a day. So this morning I read Acts chapter 10, the salvation of Cornelius, the Gentiles, meaning that the gospel is for everyone, not just for the Jewish people, but the gospel is for everyone. And one part I love about the reading this morning of Acts 10 is, when they sent for Peter, and Peter came, and Cornelius said, we've been waiting before the Lord for you to come, to hear what God has for us. And this morning, as you wait on me to hurry up and get to Ephesians 1, let us wait before the Lord. I'll get there eventually. Let us wait before the Lord and hear what God wants to hear, what God wants to say to you personally this morning. I love this book. I love encouraging young people. If you're confused with your identity, go to the book of Ephesians. And my challenge is, while you read it, take up a notebook or your journal and list who God says you are. So many truths that we're going to listen to this morning. Ephesians 1, 3 to 8. I'll be reading from the NIV translation. If you have your Bible with me, read along with me. It will be on the screen as well. on your phone. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Verse 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely lavished, freely given us in the one he loves. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. This is the word of God. Lord, as we come before your word, I pray, Lord, that you speak to us. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the spiritual blessings that we have because we belong to Christ. Holy Spirit, lead us. Lord, speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ephesians 1, 3 to 8. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I love how Paul started with praising God. And I want to encourage us to live a lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of worship, that we praise God at all times, that his praise must be on our lips at all times. Paul started, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 4. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much to thank God for. There's so much to praise God for. And I want to encourage us to hear Paul's heart, hear God's heart this morning. Live a lifestyle of praise. No matter the circumstances, Paul and Silas, no matter they were in prison, they still sung praises to God. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning we're going to focus on our spiritual blessing in Christ, our spiritual blessing in Christ. Paul is taking us this morning to the heavenly realms and uncover for us our wealth, the riches that we have because we belong to Christ. What Christ has done on the cross, he died and he rose again. Whoever believes in him will have eternal life. And you have that relationship with Jesus because it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. And we are so blessed because we belong to Christ. It's important to remind us who we are in Christ. Because sometimes we forget and we revert back to who we were before we met Christ. So this morning is a reminder, reminding you of who you are, of who God says that you are, and what you have in Christ. The wealth, the riches that we have because we belong to Christ. When Paul talking about the heavenly realms, it's eternal. It's not temporal. It's starting now when you give your life to Jesus and receive him as a savior. This is what God says that you are. Our spiritual blessing in Christ. Say it with me. I am blessed. I am blessed, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. God is in the blessings business. When people talk about blessings, they confine it to physical wealth. I just bought a new home. That's a blessing. I got a new car. I got promoted at my work. Yes, those are blessings. But the most important and profound blessings are the spiritual blessings that you and I have in Christ. That's the most important blessings. The blessings that we have in the heavenly realms. The spiritual blessing that Paul is talking about, because we belong to Jesus Christ. And that's who you are. We are blessed because of what we have in Christ. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Not only I am blessed, say it with me, I am chosen. This is who you are. Young people, this is who you are in Christ. And I pray that you're listening, because I'm going to ask this on Friday night. I am chosen. Verse 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. God chose us. God picked us. God made a sovereign choice to save us. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake, and you are not an afterthought. You are chosen by him before you ever existed. Salvation depends totally on God. We are not saved. We are not saved because we deserve it, but because God is gracious and freely gives salvation. We did not influence God's decision to save us. He saved us according to his plan. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. One of God's character, he is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He knows things that will happen in advance. John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. God chose you before you even existed, before you choose him. So this morning, rejoice in the fact that God chose you. I am chosen. God picked me. I am chosen, which means I am wanted, which means I am accepted by God. What a truth. Before the creation of the world and before we existed, God looked on us in our need, and he looked upon his son crucified and risen as all sufficient atonement for our sin. And because of that, he chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight. In Jude, verse 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. In Christ, we are holy and blameless in his sight. In Christ, God chose us when we belong to him through Jesus Christ. And God looks at us as if we had never sinned. When we are justified by the blood, justification, God looked at us just as if I have never sinned. That's why the Bible said, I'm holy and blameless in the sight of God, no matter what people say. That's why it's good to remind us who we are in Christ, not who we were before we met Christ. Leave the past where it belongs, at the cross. Because this is what God says you are. That you are blessed. That you are chosen. Holy and blameless in his sight. All because of what Christ has done for us. What a God we have. Let's say it together. I am loved.
I am loved.
In love, Ephesians 1:5, in love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. In love. John 3:16, we heard it this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. A great love that lavished on us. You are loved by God. Find satisfaction in his love. That God loves you. That the creator of all creation that created me loved me so much that he gave his one and only Son to take my place and died for me. What a love. You are loved. Say it with me. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. In his infinite love, God has adopted us as his own children. Through Jesus' sacrifice, he has brought us into his family and made us heirs along with Jesus. Romans 8:17, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son. Born of a woman, born under the law in Galatians 4:5-7, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his Son into our hearts. The spirit calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir with Christ. In Romans law, adopted children had the same rights and privileges as biological children, even if they had been slaves. I love what John Piper said about this. Adoption was part of God's plan. It was his idea, his purpose. It was not an afterthought. Adoption is from God, is through Jesus Christ, and for his glory. For from him and through him and for him are all things, Romans 11:36. You are a child of God. We are children of God. Adoption to sonship. When a family looking for adoption and they picked a child, it is a blessing that you've been picked to be adopted and you become a part of that family, full rights to that family. How God chose us and adopted us into sonship, which means that I am a child of God, like our song. You are a child of God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. One of our spiritual blessings this morning, not only that I am a child of God, say it with me, I am redeemed. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Redemption is a term from the slave market. You go into the slave market, pay a price, you buy a slave and set the slave free. Redemption was the price paid to gain freedom for a slave in Leviticus 25:47-54. The price was paid by Jesus Christ on the cross. He paid the price to release you and I from slavery to sin in Romans 7. You were bought at a price. He has redeemed you. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a God we have. We are so blessed. We're so blessed that redemption, Jesus paid the price. and free us from slavery. Our sins are paid in full and forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say it with me, I am forgiven. Not only in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. Jesus died for me so I can be forgiven. Forgiveness was granted in the Old Testament times on the basis of shedding of animals' blood. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Now we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of Jesus' blood. He died as a perfect and final sacrifice. Hebrews 9:22, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And since we have now been justified by the blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? In Romans 5:9. We are forgiven through the blood of the Lamb. In Colossians 1:20, and through Him, God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. The cross did what sacrificed lambs could not do. It erased our sins, not for a year, but for eternity. We are forgiven. And we are to forgive others. And with a powerful song, this is the power of the cross. Son of God slain for us. What a love, Fairfield Baptist Church. What a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. So I want to encourage you this morning that our identity is sealed, secure, and unshakable in Christ. Say this with me, I am who God says I am. Who says God that you are? What God says that you are. What a God we have. That He loves us so much. So if you're still doubting of who you are and your identity in Christ, read the whole book of Ephesians. This is just from our small portion of our passage this morning. The list goes on. Because as in Ephesians 2:10, we are God's masterpiece. And that's what I encourage our Pacific sister at the summit in Brisbane. Let me tell you that you are God's masterpiece. You were made for more. The list goes on in Ephesians. Write it down. Speak life over yourself. Declare it over your life when you wake up in the morning. I am blessed. I am chosen. I am loved. I am a child of God. I am redeemed and I am forgiven. I am free. I am accepted. That's who I am. And I'm going to stand on that truth of who God says that I am. Let go of the lie that tells you otherwise. That's who we are. And to the praise in verse 6, Paul praised God again for His grace. Praise God for His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Him we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, we are recipient of God's grace. We are a product of God's grace. When we talk about God's grace, Ross talked about last week, the unmerited favor of God, the undeserved favor of God. When we talk about God's grace, it reveals our utterest helpless condition. We can't get to God, so something has to be done for you. A son had to die for you and I so we can get to the Father. That's God's grace. And not only that, God's grace shows us God's limitless kindness and love. That's God's grace. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from ourselves so that we could not boast. It is the gift of God freely given. Unmerited of favor of God. Eunice doesn't deserve it, but God gave it. And I'm so blessed because God's grace is sufficient. Because God's grace is all we need. When I picture Jesus Christ dying on the cross, I see the free gift of God's grace in Christ reconciling myself and Christ reconciling you and the world to himself. And every time I read about the cross and think about God's grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We are blessed because we belong to God. And we are a child of God when you believe in Jesus. So if you're here this morning and you yet to make that decision to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, hear all the spiritual blessings that you have because when you believe in Jesus, when you belong to Christ. And my prayer this morning is from Ephesians 3:18, because God's wisdom and understanding lavish on us, and may you have the power to understand as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the Father's love for you and I. When I think about the story of Barabbas, when people shouted to free Barabbas, I put myself in Barabbas' place. They free the sinner and they cry out, crucify him, the one that knew no sin. And he did it because of you and I. That's how much God loves us. Do you understand what we've been saved from? Eternal separation from God. Do we fully understand what Christ has done for us on the cross? And I pray as we read Ephesians, this is what Christ has done for us. So that you and I, not only eternal life, but being blessed because we belong to Christ. Remember that truth this morning. Say it over your life. Young people, this is what God says you are. This is who you are in Christ. You are loved by God. You are chosen. You are blessed. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are a child of God, and that's who we are because we belong to Christ. What a God we have, and what a Savior that we have. And that's my prayer, that the Lord will bless you with his word, as God reminded us of who we are. And therefore, let us live for him. Let us join together with our young people. Let us be all in for the Savior that was all in for us. Jesus was all in. Even to the point of death, he was all in. Are we willing to be all in? Because this is who we are in Christ.